When was the last time you preached? Probably some of the children in here and some of the parents of the children that are at home, I bet the kids would say they did it last night or today earlier. But the real answer to that question is, at least my answer, might be one that you don't expect. I'll give it to you in a few minutes. Today's gospel that we just heard and the second reading, Paul's letter to the Galatians, both say powerful things about preaching. And as I've said before when I've been here, you read the same gospel years apart, and I've done that a few times, and you get a different message sometimes than you did the first time or than you do the next time. It just depends on your state of mind at the time. What struck me today from the gospel, what jumped out at me, were two different things. And they're sort of connected to what I will call drive-through window theology, or the cathedral of the drive-through window. That also works. The first thing I was struck with was the list of things in the gospel that said, see if I can find it here. I'm sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. It was the greet no one along the way that really hit me. Jesus is very loving. And being loving is it's a friendly thing to do, to greet somebody when you see them. But there's a reason that he said that, along with those other things. And the reason is an urgency. It's so important for us to hear what the message is that the preachers are bringing, to hear what Jesus said when he was on earth. And that sort of ties into my first drive-through window theology. I went on the 4th of July in the morning to get breakfast at a fast food restaurant. And I drove up to the speaker to drive for the drive-through, and I put in my order, and the girl took it. And then the girl repeated it back to me. And she said, "That'll be $3.10." I wasn't sure I heard her right. And I said, "How much?" $3.10. Well, I was wondering if I was hearing something wrong or what was going on. So I said, "I'm sorry, I can't understand what you said." $10.03, she said. So I got up to the window and she said, "It's way too early in the morning." But the point is, in order for me to have a successful transaction, I had to know what the price was so I could pay her, and she had to get the right order so she could give me the right food. And that's what we're talking about when we say greet no one along the way because of urgency. When these 72 went out, they were carrying the message of Christ. They were making way for him to come, but they were also carrying his message. And Christ was only on earth for 33 years. We're on earth, if we're lucky, about three times that. So it's a short period of time for him and for us in all the long period of time that the world's been in existence for us to get it right, for us to learn what's the right thing to do and to how we're supposed to serve God so that we can be with God in heaven. There are other times when you can greet someone, but the important thing here was the urgency of the message. The other example in the gospel that I was struck by was the message that the 72 carried to the places that they were going. And that message They carried this message, and that message was that they were to preach to others, but mainly preach by example. Preach by the way that they lived their lives. Sometimes things can sort of strike you at a time when you don't expect it, and your reaction makes a difference. The other drive-through window theology was the story of Bubby and Sissy. I drove up to a drive-through window, and this has been a few months ago, and I went to pay at the pay window, and I said, "How are you doing?" And the lady said, "Well, Sissy had a hard time getting up to go to the school bus this morning. I just have a really tough time getting her up to take her to the school bus, and I got to teach her how to do it." And I'm thinking, well, you know, I thought I came here for an Egg McMuffin. And I'm looking in the mirror, and the people back there are ready to come on forward. And she just kept going on telling me about Bubby and Sissy. And that's fine. She needed to talk to somebody, I guess. As it happened, she did need to talk to somebody, because I've seen her several times. It tells how much I go to fast food restaurants. I've seen her several times since then. And each time we'll talk, and the first two or three times she didn't remember who I was, now she does. But she would tell me about going to the park with Bubby and Sissy, and how Bubby was in school and he was doing all right, but it was a new school, and I have to be here all day working while they're in school, and then I have to get off to go to them, and then we go to the park. And then she started, when she learned who I was, she started going to things like, "We're having trouble with my husband, their dad," and she wanted to talk about that. And we had to send Sissy down to my sister's house in Alabama for the summer, and so they have to be apart from one another, and things that were. And then the last time I fell and hurt myself when I slipped here at work, and I'm in pain. So it got more serious, and she wanted to talk. And the point here is, the way we preach sometimes can be just by listening. Fortunately, God graced me that time, those times with that person, to listen. I can't say that I always am that good at doing it. The most vivid example, the strongest example that I know of living, of preaching by the way we live our lives, we heard about today from Paul in the letter to the Galatians. Paul is a person who persecuted Christians himself, and then he had a very dramatic conversion. And then he went from that to giving his whole entire life to Christ. Everything he thought, everything he did, he gave to Christ. He went on so many mission trips, and he established Christian communities in so many different places, and he had helpers that went with him and ones that he left there to help the community go, and he'd go back and check on them. And in many of these times, he was persecuted himself, and he suffered, and he bore the marks of Christ, as he said, of the cross, rather, as he said. And he eventually gave his life. Nobody ever, other than Christ, lived Christ's message better than he did. As I said before, so many times life just comes at us. It just happens. And we're left to react or respond to a totally unexpected event. Sometimes it can be a very significant event. Our actions at such times can speak volumes about the presence or the absence of Christ in our hearts. On the other hand, for those who know us really well, our family and our friends, it's our day-to-day actions that they see that reveal who we really are deep in our hearts. They can see the person that we really are. In both cases, whether it's just happenstance or if it's day-to-day living, it's what we do rather than what we say that most profoundly answers the question, do I wear the name Christian or do I live it? Of course, we are best at following Christ with our actions when we practice the corporal works of mercy, help the needy, comfort the sorrowing, visit the sick, bury the dead. These are powerful statements when we carry them out. And one of the best examples I've heard of this is one of the, I don't know which one, don't remember, is one of the Catholic girls' high schools here in town, has a group that whenever a homeless person dies, they attend the burial. They're being the presence of Christ for that person when they're buried, and they pray for them. That's powerful. So back to my original question. When was the last time you preached? I believe it's right now. You're witnessing to people that you carry Christ in your hearts, that you care enough about Christ that you want to worship once a week at least. You're witnessing to people that know you're here. Sometimes it might be someone in your family, a brother or a sister, or an adult child that has fallen away and doesn't go to church anymore. You're witnessing to people right here with you. Together, we're all forming the body of Christ and saying that we believe and we want to follow Christ. Most of all, you're witnessing to yourself. When you come here, you know that deep in your heart, you want in some way to follow Christ, to do the things that he taught. Now, let's all go out into the world and do the toughest thing. Preach by the way we live our lives.